got Seth. He hasn't left his chair. He's still here.
Still here.
All right. Well, you would have heard that over the past week, the music community was shocked by the passing of one of the most successful crossover acts to come out of Jamaica, reggae legend Jimmy Cliff. Here to discuss this musical titan and his legacy, I'm joined, as I've just mentioned, with Seth. Now, Seth, for people who might not be familiar, who was Jimmy Cliff?
He was, as you mentioned, reggae artist, pioneer, kind of like brought it to the world. And interesting fact, the only, at the time of his death, only reggae artist with a Jamaican Order of Merit, which is like their version of the OAM. Which is funny. I would have thought that they would have like a bunch of like reggae artists on that. But no, at the time of his death, he was the only one.
Yeah, how did they get that? Is that from, are they still like a colony? From
I think they've just recently like left the Commonwealth, but it hasn't like done, they haven't finalized it yet. So yeah, I think it's a, handed down by the Queen or something, I don't know.
Ah, okay. Or was that the Queen or the King gave it to?
Not okay, sure. Probably wasn't in the past year or two or so.
Okay. All right. So what are some of his biggest songs?
Yeah, he has a song, Many Rivers to Cross, which is one of his big hits. Mm-hmm. And it's been like done versions of by so many different people.
He wrote them, right? Did he write them?
Yeah. He wrote Many Rivers to Cross.
Yeah.
And he did the song called The Harder They Come, which is like a soundtrack song. It came from the film The Harder They Come, which is like the first like film from Jamaica to like be released internationally. Like it was the first Jamaican like blockbuster, I guess you could call it. Yeah, he was the starring role and he did the song for it.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's seen it. If anybody has seen it, let me know. 0468441073. I watched the trailer. There's a bit of lot of shooting going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, that's
what happens.
Fun action. Yeah.
All right. So he's credited with popularizing the reggae sound to a worldwide audience. And how did he manage to pull that off?
Yeah, so as I touched on earlier, like he did movies. He was heavily involved, not just in like starring in them, but he often like licensed his songs for like soundtracks, like the film Cocktail. He had a prominent like song featured in it, and in Cool Runnings, he did like a song. He was on that soundtrack as well. So, and he also had record deals like in the UK, and he was like the first like reggae artist to like push that, like. He really wanted, it seems like, to be internationally known. And also, notably, did covers of iconic rock songs as well. And as I mentioned, had his songs covered by, like, Western musicians.
Mm-hmm. Did he live in Jamaica, do you know? If he stayed there? Or?
I actually don't know if he still was there, but he was born and raised there.
Yeah. So you mentioned his cover versions of popular rock songs. What are some main songs that he covered?
The most known one is Wild World by Cat Stevens. He did like a quite popular cover of that.
Okay.
That charted and stuff. So that was, but he did like a bunch of others as well, like just kind of bringing that reggae sound into other songs.
Yeah.
That was like one of his things.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to play a song that he did, and we'll play You Can Get It If You Really Want It.
Sounds good.
I don't know. Did he write that? Do you know? We'll find.
Honestly, I don't know. We'll check the songwriter credits.
Yeah, we'll find out. But it's quite good. And this is, I've got it from a live recording.
Cool.
From Chicago in 1978. Right. Yeah, he did travel around a bit.
Yeah, he was a worldly man.
And he was 80, right?
Yeah.
When he died?
Yeah.
And I thought he was already dead. So I was a bit of a shock then he died.
Yeah, it was quite
shocking. So, okay, let's hear You Can Get It If You Really Want.